We do not need, and we should not need, cancer to come to us before we awaken to this. Before we say, hey, we need to take a closer look at this body. We should not need even cancer. We should not need for us to fall sick. You know, occasionally I will fall sick. Like recently, about a month back, I had this sore throat thing. I don't say that I'm a good cultivator or what, but the least I would say is that when I'm sick, huh, actually I'm more earnest about cultivation. Yeah, when I'm not feeling well, the body is impermanent. This health is not impermanent. It's not permanent. Not impermanent. It's not permanent. Yeah, it's impermanent. Sickness, the change in the bodily sensation can be a very good reminder. Sifu cannot text you every day, hey, remember to meditate. But once in a while, you have stomach cramp, you have headache, you have discomfort. Take this as an opportunity to remind yourself, our health is not certain. Our health is but a delicate balance of our body that is repairing, growing and dying. Yeah. It is, the facade looks quite static. When you look into a mirror, it looks quite static, quite permanent. Permanent not in the sense that it is the same thing, but at least don't seem to change much. But inside, day to day, moment to moment even, cells are dying. And cells are splitting to replace it. Cells are being taken out and replaced. Repairs are made. Our health is but a more or less equilibrium. Actually, equilibrium is not the right word, because we are just going up and down like that. As long as it's more or less, it doesn't go too low, then we are considered healthy. That's all there is, So reflect back on the meditation session we had earlier. When we observe the body, this is just one round of observation. And it's just observing the three kinds of feelings. Even beyond this class, you can also observe the different activities we do. When we reach out to hold the cup, do you feel the coldness? Usually we just take and drink. We are not aware of this. You are not aware that, there's sensation, cold. And then as you lift it up, there's weight. There's pressure on your fingers. And when you lift up your cup, there's hardness. All this is to be observed. But why? Because if we don't, then that's the normal. The norm is what? The norm is one day when there's something different, then we are so surprised. That is the norm. That's why people are so surprised when something happens. But in fact, it's always happening. In fact, this body is always speaking the Dharma in a way. The body never hides from us, actually. It's just that we never want to go and look at it. So this practice, don't just do it once a week here. Even later when we finish, even now when you're sitting, you can observe. Later when you bow, you observe. Softness, hardness. And later when you leave, you open the door with the handle, you touch, it's cold, it's hard, it's smooth. These are the four elements. And it's present in our body. Train ourselves now, before it's too late. Before we are overcome by the wheels of aging, sickness and death. Prepare ourselves. And if you do that, then you will look at life quite differently. Because then you may wonder, why are people getting so busy trying to pursue this and all that? Trying to have more of this, more of that. Trying to save so much money, earn so much money.